Lowe'sPizza.com today.
But a twisted tale of scandal after scandal after scandal. And that's the buzz in the backyard. Everybody, frankly, is talking about it around the country. So how can we not? Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Happy, as always, to be here at the helm. Plus, I didn't win the Mega Millions, so there was no escape hatch. I didn't suddenly get that disease called sudden wealth syndrome. Yeah, because Mega Millions was up to $170 million. Now, right now, it's up to $190 million. Yep. So, that means that more people will play. Also, coming up on Wednesday, you know, you got that Powerball thing, $360 million. $360 million. There is such a thing as sudden wealth syndrome, and we're going to talk about it next on America Tonight, by the way. And it doesn't have to be over the lottery. It's when all of a sudden, when you've been struggling, and then, poof, the money ball hits you somehow. Something takes off for you, or somebody leaves you money, or something changes in your life, and people go crazy, and they show up at a party. They never used to wear jewelry. I'm talking about a guy, and he looks like Vinny down the street when I lived in Jersey because he's got 50 pounds of gold around his neck. Or they have a 7-car garage, and each one has a Lamborghini, each lot a Lamborghini or something equally as extravagant. There went the money, just like that. Speaking of following the money, that's what we usually say on this show, right? Follow the money. The IRS decided that they were going to follow the money and more. They were going to target Tea Party groups. We all know this by now. Senator Orrin Hatch said that the acting IRS commissioner, Steve Miller, he's on the bandwagon to get him out of the IRS, misled him and purposely did so when he told lawmakers at least 3 times last year that the Tea Party groups weren't being targeted at all by the IRS. And he says he knew better. So once again, investigation, more taxpayer money, trying to get to the bottom of why did the IRS do that? Why did they bombard these groups with these crazy questions, tie them up in paperwork, and not get them, very few of them anyway, the tax-exempt status, especially when they had specific rules about looking at Tea Party groups and looking at anything with Patriot in it. So they purposely threw them, it looks like, on the bottom of the pile anyway in an effort not to process them. But as I said, bad news comes in threes for this administration. So the other part of the equation is equally as nasty, and it's what's happening with the Associated Press, the fact that the Department of Justice decided that they were going to get to the bottom of the leaks, and they would go after the media. Here's Laura Malone talking about the couple of things in what's really so troublesome about the fact that the Associated Press was targeted by a different arm of the government.
When you do this kind of investigation and to this great degree, 20 numbers exposing more than 100 journalists without us having any idea, absolutely, it is an impediment to our freedom. Usually if they're going to issue a subpoena for news agencies, they have to give the news agencies notice. They have to try to negotiate to make sure that the scope is narrow enough and focused enough in time and in subject matter. And none of that happened. They gave us a list of the telephone numbers. We internally matched the telephone numbers to our journalists. And that's how we found out what the telephone numbers pertain to.
Yeah, so the AP, Malone with the AP, not very happy about what's been done by the Department of Justice and in the name of this whole leak thing. That's how the story got out that we know what they were looking at. They were looking at the fact that we broke a story about a thwarted attempt to blow up a plane right near the anniversary of Osama bin Laden's death at the hands of the Navy SEALs who went in. So the heat is on big time in D.C. I mean, to me, all three scandals, including Benghazi, are a tipping point for the Obama administration. I mean, even if you're a Democrat, an independent, whatever you label yourself as, you know, the facts were the facts, I think, in this case, and no one's really twisting them. I don't think you can say that with, especially with the AP and the IRS stuff. So the IRS tax-exempt unit is in a world of hurt because they're a bureaucratic mess and then some, with paperwork all over the place from end to end. And then Eric Holder recuses himself from the whole AP thing because, from the leak investigation, because, you know, as he steps away, certainly he's the lightning rod here. He's looking for the leak. He's going after the leaks hard. They've already prosecuted six people for leaks. And at the news conference he held, he basically took a big step back. He testified in June of 2012, if you remember, when he was interviewed by the FBI in connection with the leak of the classified info to the AP, and he said, to avoid any potential appearance of a conflict of interest, I recuse myself from the matter. But since then, he said the investigation has been conducted by the FBI under the direction of the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia and the Deputy Attorney General, James Cole. So, you know, he's saying the decision to look at, to seek media records in the investigation was made by the Deputy Attorney General, and it is consistent with department regulations and policies. Boy, somehow he skirts on the edge of disaster, whether it's Fast and Furious, whether it's Gitmo and the repercussions with the CIA, or now this is, you know, just the many ways that Eric Holder seems to find himself pulled out of the situation. And you got home records, you got cell records. Yeah, I'm going to say this is tough to, you know, this is tough to get out of. It's a Rubik's Cube for the Obama administration. Can they solve the puzzle, or does somebody get pinched before that happens? And the way things have gone, you know, it's like they're walking on clouds. I'm going to say they're not going to find a lifeline as easy in the AP thing, because you got a lot of media really piling on when it comes to these phone records, because you got members of the media who don't want to be tapped. They don't want to not be able to get information, to have anybody tell them stories about what's going on. How do you get your information and report it? It's through sources. How do you develop those sources, and who are the people who know the most? Think about the people in the White House who have access to that information behind closed doors kind of stuff, and what's the chitter-chatter in between in the halls. If you don't have a source, if you don't have lots of sources in Washington, you're never going to break a story, and unfortunately, they don't like it. They don't like the fact that things have been leaked out, and they're saying it's classified information. So how about this syndrome I was talking about? You're suddenly rich. Sudden wealth syndrome. It really exists. Oh, please, please, can I get stuck with it? That's next.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets, or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Tonight, he was terrific the last time we had him on. Irvin Shorshich is a personal wealth advisor, and he gave us some great advice last time around. He's from Pennsylvania Capital Management. And, you know, it's funny because we're sitting here, especially Matt Johnson and I, salivating at the possibility of hitting the lottery when you think that the Mega Millions up to $170 million and Powerball $360 million. But, Irv, you're here to tell us that sometimes when the lottery hits or other overnight windfalls, people really fall apart for different reasons, don't they?
They sure do. They fall prey to the sudden wealth syndrome in which they spend it as fast as they get it.
Yeah, now why?
They turn around and it's gone.
And why is that? Is it because they don't think, hey, okay, well, man, I have this huge pile of cash, so I can live off the interest, but I can still help my friends, I can still take that vacation. They just go hog wild once they get the check?
Kate, they go out, they buy new cars, they go out and buy new clothes, they go out and buy gifts for their friends, and the next thing they know, it's gone.
Wow.
We had a recent lottery winner that had a couple million dollars, and they were smart. They came to us and said, team, what can we do to make sure this money doesn't dissipate? And people need to take this responsibility because receiving sudden wealth really is a very big responsibility, and it has long-term consequences.
Yeah. So, I mean, so it's a great question. Sometimes it happens, inherited money, other things happen suddenly, you strike it rich and you've been toiling away and something turns in a job situation or whatever it might be. So if all of a sudden you find yourself in this situation, what's one of the first things you should do?
Well, the first thing you should do is meet with your significant other and say, what are our priorities?
Yeah.
And if it's a significant amount of money, you may want to include your trusted financial advisor to sit down and say, all right, what part do we want to enjoy now? And what part will be there to help our kids or to build a future or to do philanthropic kinds of activities with the money as well?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Just map it out, right? If you have a roadmap instead of just kind of throwing darts at a board.
Kate, I'd actually take it a step further. Remember, there's really four phases that people go through when they receive this enormous amount of money by accident or inherited it. And they start with the honeymoon phase where they're so excited that they have received this money that they feel very, very powerful and as if nothing can stop them. And that's typically where the spending sprees start.
Yeah.
And given this a fair amount of time, if you can slow things down a bit, you go into the second stage, which is accepting that you've got wealth. And yes, you're powerful, but there's also a sense of vulnerability that if you don't take good care of it, you're going to run out of money and you better set some limits. And then you move into the third stage in which people recognize that they may be rich, but it doesn't define them. So they look at themselves and say, all right, what do we want to be? What do we want to do? What do we want to accomplish? And hopefully if they've slowed it down enough, they enter that final stage of stewardship in which they're much more mature about what to do with the money, develop a plan with that trusted financial advisor, and hopefully involve their spouse and perhaps some of their family members in how to use that money over the rest of their lives.
Yeah. If the and really, I mean, you understand this because this is your game, you know, wealth management. I mentioned this. You're the founder and president of Pennsylvania Capital Management. But I don't know why it is that some people don't go to the people who understand, know investments, somebody knows somebody, that kind of stuff. Because it's pretty, I mean, you got to call somebody for advice. Wouldn't you, who do you think are the best people to call for advice? I mean, do you share this with family and friends? Is that the right thing to do? Because then what happens? What's the right thing to do?
Kate, the right thing to do is to find an individual who has certifications, maybe a certified financial planner or a registered investment advisor, who will charge you a fee and not sell you a bunch of stuff or a bunch of products, and sit down and have a heart-to-heart. And it's fine to pay for that because what you really want is to design a plan that's going to work over time and someone that will partner with you to make sure that that plan happens.
Have you ever had a client, I bet, because, you know, clients come in all shapes and sizes, and, of course, you want them to do well, but have you ever had a client who had money and you just couldn't get them to understand about the roadmap? I've heard this from so many people that it's so frustrating because you can see it, but they just don't want to do it. There's so many arguments, family arguments, all that kind of stuff, that sometimes money creates that.
It does, but very often it's the upbringing or the set of hard knocks that they may have gone through during their earlier lives. And we encourage them to really have a roundtable discussion with the people that matter and the people that they trust. And I will say this to you, on our website, pcmadvisors.com, we have multiple articles to help people to focus on these issues, including one on sudden wealth syndrome. Or they can take a look at my blog, irvinshorsch.com, or follow us on at Irvin Shores, the Twitter, so that they can see if you have listeners in your audience who are facing this situation, they really need to read up on it. And it's important to recognize it's not just a passing moment in time when the amount of responsibility you have when you inherit money or when you fall into money or even if it's a child going off to college, read up on it and become proficient in it. It's a process like any other process that takes time and energy to make sure you do it well.
Yeah. Do you see this sometimes? Because I would think one of the things that will often happen to people, and it depends on your age, and of course everybody's factors are different, but a lot of people listening to America Tonight own houses, and I think sometimes that's a little bit of a windfall for people, and then they sell a house and they go and buy a boat, which boats are great. I love boats, but that can be a deep hole to get into, and some other things, and suddenly they find that, boom, it's all gone, and now where are they living? Have you seen that?
I have. And it's a scary thought, but I've seen people who have come back to us and say, you know what, I didn't pay attention. I didn't follow the right guidelines and the right strategy. And it is so essential, first of all, that they slow down. Meaning when you get that money, the tendency is to go spend it. And you've got to fight that tendency. Put it in a safe place where it's insured and decide with your spouse, or if you're on your own, decide that you're going to give yourself 3 to 6 months before you spend it. Learn about it. You know, put yourself in a position where you can become knowledgeable and read up on different strategies for how to integrate that newfound money into your old life and figure out how the two can work together.
Yeah. Sage advice. All right, so if you don't have sudden wealth syndrome, but we're seeing what's going on with the market, you have to like this, Irv. This is a crazy year for depending on what the stocks are, but just in general, it's what comes up must go down, I guess, but it's been pretty exciting to see this bounce, don't you think?
It has been very exciting. I would caution your listeners to be careful not to expect a lot more of this. While it might happen, the economy is still growing at very, very low levels, and unemployment is still high, so it's likely that these markets will have some volatility coming soon.
Yeah. Boy, that's
so
true.
Be careful, even though obviously we believe in the future of America, and we believe that there are opportunities, we would certainly recommend caution, particularly if you've come into a lot of money quickly and you have experienced a sudden wealth syndrome. The idea of saying, oh, but the markets were good, I think I'll plow all that money into the market, that could be a huge mistake.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it always the key, too, no matter what your situation, isn't it always wise to diversify?
It certainly is. That would be one of the key watchwords that your professional wealth advisor would recommend. Make sure you diversify and make sure you dollar cost average so you don't put it all in at once. You do this over an ongoing period of time so that you protect your principal.
Yeah, so true. And Irv, you've been in this game a long time, and when I say a long time, you've seen in the last couple of decades how things have changed. What to you is the biggest surprise?
The biggest surprise is that diversification continues to work. Meaning putting some money in the stock market is wonderful if done in a diversified manner. But there are other investment areas too. And it behooves each investor to really sit down and get some advice, even if they pay by the hour. Mm. Get some good, solid advice on how to diversify, how to protect yourself so that you're not subject to all that anxiety that comes from watching the markets go up and down on a daily or a weekly basis.
Yeah, so true. Irvin Schorsch, it's always fun to have you on, founder and president of Pennsylvania Capital Management. I have to tell you, Irv, I hope I get sudden wealth syndrome.
I hope you
Thanks, Irvin. I appreciate it.
Have a great night.
All right, bye-bye.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America tonight. Let's take a few calls. You want to throw in your 2 cents, you can at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to David in San Francisco. Hey, David.
Hey, hi, Kate. You know, I wanted to talk about, you were talking about the top three stories and how they were hitting us.
Yeah,
I was going to tie them all together with just discussion of the corporate state and how they're basically kind of tricking us with to try to fall for the spins that are being proposed on each of them. And by the way, with that last interview you were just doing, you know, one of the similarities I've heard with that is a lot of people that really, you know, if say, for example, you win the lottery, you win $50 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get surrounded by a bunch of piranhas.
You know, I know.
And so the people that generally really care about you flee from you because they don't like to see a bunch of piranhas hanging around you, and they don't know how to keep them away. So the people that love you will stay away from you, and the people that are jealous and greedy hang around you in ever-increasing multitudes. So I think I've heard that about 70, I think it was something like 72% of the people that win the lottery big, their lives are ruined forever. So
that's depressing.
Yeah. And see, that's the whole point. The money is so phony to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that you're going to get the value of your life, the value of yourself is based upon a bunch of numbers rather than based upon your education or your eager spirit or your inventiveness or something like that. The idea that somebody can create a bunch of numbers and that your life is valued by numbers is so phony. And then that gets right back to these top three stories.
Sure.
That as I understand it, first of all, with Benghazi, I've been hearing that basically the CIA screwed up, and they're trying to blame it on the State Department. And so all of these talk show hosts that are trying to blame the State Department are essentially doing the dirty work of the CIA. And then when you start talking about the Citizens United thing, the idea that the Tea Party, I'm actually someone who helped sort of create the Tea Party.
Mm.
Back in 2006, I was calling on behalf of the Green Party, trying to stir up eagerness and getting third party, getting Ralph Nader elected. And at the time, it was very easy to talk about the corruption in the Bush administration and the two-party system that were not only shooting down Nader in spades, but they were going out of their way to just corrupt everything that was going on. And so the Tea Party got created from the opposite side. And right away, all of the honest people who joined the Tea Party, basically the honest Tea Party people got kicked out right away, and the big money people who were essentially using the operations as money laundering operations. I don't know if you've been keeping up on the Koch brothers.
Oh, yeah. The Koch brothers are all over it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And in fact, somebody one of the talk shows today was saying that Glenn Beck himself has created a whole bunch of front groups. And the very fact that he's complaining about the Obama administration or, you know, the investigations from the IRS, Glenn Beck has a whole bunch of nonprofits that are being investigated.
Yeah.
And so he has a reason to complain because he's tied up in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's going to lose his tax status because he's such a crook. And then the third part about the AP spying, and this also goes into it, the as I understand it, the AP spying story has to do with, do you remember when the Iranian nuclear program, there was a virus, a computer virus that got shot into their centrifuges?
Yeah.
Yeah, the story I heard was that they were, the AP got a whistleblower contacting the AP about the virus program, and as that got developed, the spying on the AP was based upon that. And it's interesting because one of the accounts had it that virus has now gotten out of control and is getting into the normal internet system. So it's one of those sorcerer's apprentice things.
You know, that's true about the virus, absolutely. I know someone from Kaspersky, and they were telling me that without a doubt, you know, that's not a secret. I don't think it's a secret anyway. Absolutely. It's gotten much worse than anyone thinks. But you're right. What is the spin on the spin? And it depends on what version of the story you believe. See, I think with the CIA did absolutely screw up. But I think the State Department did, too, because they threw their own people under the bus. Like the initial State Department official who got Greg Hicks, who was talking to the ambassador and clearly knew it was an attack, said it was an attack, was upset. So I think there's some State Department people who are in the middle of that, too. I don't think they're absolved completely from it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Our man out there on the West Coast, Ray in Missouri. Hello. Hey, Ray. Ray, did you disappear? Did Ray fall asleep? Oh, Ray, I couldn't hear you in the background. What's happening, Mr. Ray?
Oh, I don't know. I've got, two Powerball tickets. I spent $5.
Well, we were just talking about this, Matt and I, in the break. I've seen people plunk down like $100. That's ridiculous, I think, in my opinion. A couple bucks, maybe you win. Who knows?
Yeah, I bought the one rig. Well, actually, I asked for the Power Play, which is an extra dollar, which doubles it. And they printed up the wrong ticket the first time. They didn't put that on there. And he's like, well, I'll go ahead and pay for this later. And I was like, no, maybe that was a ticket. So I'll pay for that one, too.
Yeah, that was smart. Definitely. I think, David had an interesting point when he was talking about what happens if you win the lottery, then all of a sudden you have new friends, new family, people that you hadn't seen in a long time. I'm sure that happens. That's why so many people move. But I still think you could maintain your friendships.
Well, I really need to get a hold of this guy. What is that, sudden wealth syndrome?
Yeah.
I go out and work, we've talked about this before, I do some construction. But if I go out and work and I make an extra $500 that week that I didn't have before, my wife blows through my whole bank account in a day. So
wow.
Wealth syndrome, because I'm not wealthy, but an extra $500 makes her think that I'm wealthy, and she can spend it all.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you know what? It could be a smaller amount. There is something to that. Wow, you got extra money, so we're going to spend it all. That's like when people in their minds are not having enough taken out of their checks or having too much taken out of their checks or whatever it is when they mess around with the whole, okay, we're going to get a big check at the end of the year and what are we going to do with it? And every time you get the extra check, like May is the extra month because you have 5 weeks or whatever. Yeah, I think that there are other people that struggle with that. That's funny. Tell your wife, get your fingers off my 500.
It's not funny because in the 5 week months.
Yeah.
That we got on this month, stuff gets spent. So there are people, and it doesn't have to be a lot of wealth. It's just a little bit of extra money also draws them to spend way too much they're not supposed to.
It's funny. Yeah, I agree. I agree. It can be that. That's exactly what happens. Where'd that money go? How many times, thanks, Ray, have we said that to ourselves? Rick in Illinois, yo, sudden wealth syndrome. Do you have it?
Not yet. I will.
I will. We'll never hear from you again. You'll call in under an assumed name. I love it.
tell Ray, come get a second job. There's going to be 600 jobs. Boeing's moving there to take both.
Yeah.
Boeing company's going to hire 2,000 more to build up trucks so he can get a second job.
And she can spend all that money. Yeah.
Yeah, she really can have money.
Exactly.
But I was reading the news morning, what I'm doing, but that video they got, that the rebel guard that cut that soldier open and beat his heart out.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Yes.
That's awful. That's people who lost support.
Say that again?
That's the kind of people we want support over there.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham wants to be there and fight with them.
No, and that's the problem. That's the problem. How can you arm up the rebels, because they're that's the devil you don't even know. Yeah.
Yeah, they're worse than the people to fight.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's too risky. That's it. And how many of them have ties to who knows what group, and then we'll be putting guns in the hands of another terrorist network. I agree with you, Rick. We can't do it for that reason. There's not a solid opposition that we can say is fluid, that we know at least something about that we can go to if we're going to arm them up. I think it's way, way too risky, and I think that's part of the reason why there is that big fight and we haven't done it in the first place. All right, coming up, a lot of you had a lot to say about the three scandals. We're going to the mailbag.
Have you ever heard
heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey,
all right, I always say here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, that if you want to vent and you don't dial the digits, you can always shoot us an email at americatonight.net. I was thinking today, isn't it like the blind leading the blind when you have the Justice Department that's in the middle of their own scandal investigating the IRS? DOJ, IRS, what do they have in common? On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one is from Reagan, listening to us in Dallas. Reagan says, yo, yo, long time. How you been, Kate D? Gotta say, I think if you are asking me to rank the worst scandal, it is the AP. And the reason why is just deciding to attack leaks by getting the phone records, going after the Associated Press to try to figure out who is leaking them, whatever story it happens to be, although it seems as though it's the terrorism story, thwarting the terrorism, but perhaps it's something else. I mean, regardless, they are crushing the Constitution. I mean, they are smashing the Constitution. Forget all this discussion about the Second Amendment. Now, here we go with the First Amendment. It's wrong on so many levels. Yeah, I agree. It's wrong on so many levels. Got to have freedom of the press. And to not notify them, tell them why, and then come up with some lame brain excuse that it's in the interest of the people, we're protecting the people, or whatever ultimately is going to come out of this. It's dishonest. That's what it is. And somebody needs to pay the price for this, but who is going to pay that price? I think it should be Eric Holder, but I've said 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that if I were handing out pink slips and I were the president, which he doesn't hand out pink slips, if you look at what's happened with the people who work for him, I would say that Holder would be the guy I would boot. He just, you know, he has that look, too, that I hate when he's testifying, where he's like the kid who ate the canary to me. And he sits there and it's always about how he was not aware of Fast and Furious. Yeah, I'm the top guy on the totem pole and I didn't even have an inkling. Heck, I didn't even know about it till last week. I didn't know about this. That wasn't in my wheelhouse. That was somebody else. I'm just not buying what Eric Holder is selling because he's not a stupid man. And I think when you get to that position, and from what I understand, he likes to micromanage things. What does he change his personality overnight? I'm the top guy, and the biggest things that we have going investigation-wise, I'm not a part of. Of course he's a part of plugging the leaks. So, you know, give me a break. Even, I love this, too. The Billy Graham son, Franklin Graham, says the IRS targeted us, too. I think everyone's going to come out of the woodwork after this. It was me, too. They went after me as well. But they're saying that they targeted the Billy Graham Evangelical Association and gave them extra scrutiny. That's specifically what Frank Graham, the son of the founder, said, that there were parts that were audited and they were held over a barrel again and again and again and again. And they felt that it was wrong what was happening, and they thought it's because they get lumped into the Tea Party, conservative, all that kind of stuff, which, of course, they would be, but that's the reason why they would have to be pawed over a couple more times. All right, this one comes to us from Will, listening in Illinois, and Will says, Kate, I have to say, I think it's absolutely a miscarriage of justice if something isn't done about the Obama administration. I know you throw out the idea that Obama could be impeached, but can't something be done to curb his appetite for spin? Or, hey, if he's that blind, the people underneath him? No, he's the president. When the person's the president, when POTUS is around, the others take the fall. He's like the Caesar. So, and here I think Eric Holder really knew some of what's happening on his watch, because I just don't believe that he leaves that to underlings, leaves all the big details to underlings. I'm going to say no, that doesn't wash with me. But the president, I can see that there would be a little mechanism, which we've seen with other presidents. How do you shield the president? Get it done, but don't tell me how you did it. You know, there's a myriad of ways to do that dance. And what he did know or didn't know would be interesting to actually find out, to be a fly on the wall. How much of a scandal, how much of the find the leaks and plug it? I'm going to say no, because that there's a layer. They try to specifically push a layer in between POTUS and the ugly, whatever it is. You get this, but don't tell me how you did it. Although, doesn't that make you kind of complicit in a way? I mean, I was reading a story today where someone said there's an epidemic of dishonesty at the White House. I'm wondering. Yeah. I mean, I think it's spin, but that's dishonest, isn't it? Especially the IRS thing, too, hammering, pushing people off the list. Sorry, you don't like what Citizens United, how that came about in the Supreme Court ruling. It is the law of the land, so, you know, try to take the legs out of these other organizations, go ahead, but eventually you're not going to have a legal leg to stand on with that. Here's another one comes to us from Frank. Frank says, "Hi, Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a very long time. I have been listening to the show, rest assured. I always get a chuckle at some of your lighter stuff and humor. And, of course, you talk about what's happening in your backyard. And you're right, the three stories are what people are talking about in my backyard. Everywhere I go, whether it's standing in line at the grocery store or pumping gas, you see a lot of people shaking their heads over the last three big stories that broke out of D.C. Can you imagine what it would be like to deal with the president behind closed doors when he lets his real self appear? I wonder if he's as optimistic as he always pushes. And will Eric Holder go or somebody else as a result of this investigation or investigations?" Well, I think someone has to go, but it could be a more sacrificial lamb type, somebody lower on the totem pole. I don't think it would be all the way up. I don't think it would be Eric Holder. I could be wrong, but very, very, very doubtful that would happen. All right, one last one. This one from Joe, listening to me in South Philly, he says, "I know you're a home girl. Have you been following the story about the abortion doctor convicted of murder? And what's interesting is he avoids the death penalty. So he's found guilty of first-degree murder. He gave up his right to appeal. What do you think, Kate?" That's the real buzz in the backyard in Philly. "Yeah, I've been following that story. He's convicted three counts of murder, killed babies by cutting the spinal cords with scissors, sickening. Because they had that clearly, and that's what the jury says. And think of Philadelphia and what a jury would be comprised of. So the penalty phase, jurors would weigh in, that's where they would have been, on whether to give the doctor a death sentence or not. And the arraignment, though, pushed that aside. So they took away the death penalty. Philly took away the death penalty. And, you know, this Dr. Gosnell's family, Kermit Gosnell is his name, they haven't, you know, usually the family's all over in the courtroom. And that was a big part of the story that was reported, that the family wasn't on hand. And he's not, by the way, a board-certified obstetrician or gynecologist, so he's found guilty on 21 counts of abortion of the unborn 24 weeks or older. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.